If you listen to that national consultation on transportation that took place yesterday, you might have gained some insight into where the planners are likely to take us in the not-too-distant future. A future that is being shaped by these statistics that came from Minister of Transport, Works and Maintenance, Dr. William Duguid.
With regard to the private sector, at October 2018, there were 7,222 registered vehicles that provide a form of transport for hire in Barbados across the categories. ZR 457, Maxi Taxi 783, Minibuses 224, and 2,140 taxis. Hired vehicles 3,346. While the private sector accounts for over 70% of the daily commuting public, the Transport Board moves the remaining 30% or less. While the latter collects over $1 million in revenue each month, it is costing the taxpayers of this country over $5 million to run monthly. This is unsustainable by any stretch of the imagination. The insatiable appetite for more cars has led to an uphill battle against gridlock across the island. In fast-growing economies like China, the car population grows at more than 20% a year, and peak hour traffic in megacities like Beijing and Shanghai crawls at 5 kilometers an hour. The congestion invoice in the U.S. stands at $78 billion each year, while congestion costs are estimated to be about 1% of GDP in European countries such as Britain and France. Barbadians likewise desire to own cars for many reasons, and as a result, the vehicle population has grown steadily to over 120,000 registered vehicles today. With rising affluence, not only are more Barbadians owning cars, they're also using them more intensively and driving more from a much younger age. The effects are telling. Congestion levels have increased, with more roads congested during the peak hours. Traffic congestion is not only frustrating to the road user, but it also hurts the environment unnecessarily. Waste time, fuel, and in some cases, patience on the roads.
Minister Duguid observes that the rate of growth in cars in Barbados is now unsustainable.
As more and more Barbadians own cars, it is clearly not possible for all of them to drive their cars to and from work every day. The only way to move large numbers of people efficiently in our densely populated city is by public transport. It is therefore critical that we make public transport much more attractive to the vast majority of Barbadians, including those who have access to cars. Second, the trade-offs that we are faced with have become much sharper. The more cars Barbadians own, the more extensive fuel tax coverage and the higher the charges would have to be. This is the key trade-off we have to make to maintain smooth flowing roads. Third, even with more extensive fuel tax, the current vehicle growth rate is not sustainable, given the already large vehicle population and the slowdown in road growth. We have to lower vehicle growth.
So what exactly do the planners have in mind? Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Maintenance, Mark Cummins.
Barbados, I'm sure you would agree with me, is a car-dominant society. However, recent research has shown that there's a major shift in transportation thinking and planning from a focus on the ease of movement for cars to a focus on the ease of movement of people and goods. Therefore, the concept of accessibility has to weigh heavily on the minds of transport planners as they focus on ease of travel from an origin to a destination. The thinking must therefore include multimodal movement, that is, combining more than one mode of travel, such as driving to a park and ride lot and getting on an electric bus fully outfitted with Wi-Fi and the latest technologies, cycling, and walking to a water taxi stop and getting on a boat. While this may seem far-fetched at this time, it will become a reality on or before 2030.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Maintenance, Mark Cummins. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.